This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, December 19th. God's word for you today is Headship. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. And it says, "For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything." The dynamics of family leadership are so important to the fabric of the family. If the leadership of the family is not clear, it is not in harmony. If it is not in harmony, not in tandem with every member, or if you do not even know who is providing the leadership, then there is a problem. One of the scriptures that has confused a few people is Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, and it says, "Unto the woman he said, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." The argument is that severe pain in childbirth is a part of the curse. However, there have been people who trusted God and walk in what is called the Hebrew woman birth experience, where they give birth easily. So they were able to walk in that, away from the curse. And one of the things that is being pushed is the aspect of leadership in that scripture, "and he shall rule over thee." There are a lot of movements saying that for the man to be the head of the woman in rulership is a product of the curse. To be in Christ, outside of the curse, means that the man and woman are at par. There is no difference. It means that in Christ, there is no male or female. The rulership thing is taken out of the way because rulership in this context is a product of the curse. All of this is what happens when we do not really understand what the Bible is saying, and we just take it as what it appears to be. When we go deeper and understand what the scripture is really saying, we see three things stand out from that scripture. The first is, "In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children." Clearly, we do not want that. No father will say to his daughter, "In sorrow you bring forth children," and it will be considered a blessing. So, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every woman reading this and is producing, having children, you will bring forth your children with joy in the name of Jesus. You bring forth your children effortlessly in the name of Jesus. The second is, "Thy desire shall be to thy husband." If a father says to his daughter, "You will desire your husband," it is a blessing. In fact, I pray over every woman reading this, your desire will be towards your husband and your husband alone. You will not desire another man in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. So, the second component is not a curse. That means that what it appears to be is not what that scripture is saying. So, there is more to this than meets the eye. We will take this further in tomorrow's devotional by God's grace. Let us pray. Father, please give me an understanding of the secret things in your word so that I may be all that you have called me to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.